Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 184 of the Story Hacker podcast. And a really quick podcast today because the message is simple, isn't it? It's simple. We're all in this together, right? Yesterday in the UK, we had Boris Johnson, the PM, give a news conference with the head of chief scientist in the UK and the chief medical officer in the UK. And they laid out what we've known for a while, which is this is going to have a big, big impact, this COVID virus, the coronavirus. It's going to have a big impact on life, on the economy, on society for a while, you know, months. You know, they're looking at, in the UK, 3 months, I think, until they think it's going to hit its peak, and then maybe another 3 months after that while it's sort of at its peak. And they laid out this strategy, which is very different from what's happening elsewhere in the world. There's no lockdowns here at the moment. There's no ban on sporting events. And actually, the arguments, the reasons they gave in that press conference were compelling, I guess. They made sense, and we'll see what happens. You know, we're not going to know what's right until after the event. But what was good, I think, is that it was very clear that the government is being, in the UK at least, is being led by, you know, its advisors, its experts. And I guess that's a good thing. We'll see. Anyway, my hope, I suppose, that it is that this thing we're all going to go through together will perhaps rekindle some of the kindness we seem to have lost since I was a kid, and some of the care and attention for people that we don't know. And maybe if that happens, it will be worth some of the pain and suffering. We'll see. I mean, I'm sure you've got people you know who are vulnerable. My dad's got lung cancer and COPD. He's definitely in the vulnerable category. Yesterday, I was supposed to go and see my mate, George, who I've talked about many times on this podcast. George 99, my sort of friend and happiness mentor. And unfortunately, they locked the home down yesterday lunchtime just as I was going to go and see him. So I'm not going to be able to see him for a while. But I'm sort of relieved, right? Because the last thing I want to do is to put George, or indeed any of the old folk who are in that place, at any risk. So anyway, I haven't got a story for you today other than it's an opportunity. This is an opportunity to remind ourselves that we're part of something bigger than our particular problems or our particular race or our particular country. And maybe it gives us the opportunity to help. I hope so. Speak to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye now.